Welcome to Dear Becca's Thoughts, the ultimate guide to navigating the twists and turns of love and relationships. I am your host, Dear Becca, and each episode we'll explore the complexities of modern romance, share expert insights, and dish out practical advice. Whether you're single, in a relationship, or just curious about the matters of the heart, this podcast is your safe space for all things love. Let's embark on this journey of connection, growth, and understanding together. Welcome to our podcast, and thank you for joining me today on Dear Becca's Thought. My name is Dear Becca, and I love to have you here every single week. How are you? How's it going out there? I hope your business is thriving. I hope your proposals, your needs, your desires are coming forth positively. I hope your relationships are getting better. If you listen to me all these years and your relationship is still the same, then you need to go back to all my episodes, because I have touched almost about all the topics surrounding friendship and relationship, but I'm still here to bring back some old topics. So today we're going to be discussing low self-esteem. I'll be right back. Okay, so yes, low self-esteem is what a lot of people tend to have, and I think we all have them. It's just the levels that might be different, but people that have the chronic, like the in-depth low self-esteem, they often face challenges in maintaining healthy relationships for several reasons. And the first major reason is because they rely excessively on their partner for validation and self-worth, thereby creating an imbalance in the relationship dynamics. This dependence can strain the partner, who may feel pressured to continually boost their partner's self-esteem, or constantly having to remind them that they're good enough, or just, you know, having to look over their shoulders all the time, trying to not upset their partner that just never seemed to understand anything. Moreover, those with low self-esteem always struggle with trust, and they're very prone to jealousy and insecurity. You see, trust is one thing that kills relationship, and it's just so bad that it makes sure that people just never get past relationship level into marriage, because low self-esteem is something that stinks so bad. It's not even only men that can smell it. Everybody can smell it, because in your appearance, you're showing that you have low self-esteem, the way you react all the time. Every little thing that surrounds your partner's name kind of triggers you. It's sad, because these feelings often lead to constant need for, you know, reassurance, where your partner always have to prove themselves and show evidence of this, because you're always suspecting them. And in some cases, you have like a controlling behavior, which if they don't do things the way you have set it up, it means that they're doing it wrong. When they're doing it wrong, they've upset you. Your partner is going to constantly be walking on thin ice around you. Let me tell you something, that relationship is not gonna go anywhere. Me just describing it verbally is exhausting. Thinking about it, it's really exhausting. It's not your partner's fault that you have low self-esteem. And the sad part of it is, because you have low self-esteem, you'd always attract hunters. When I say hunters, I mean those guys that will take everything from you and give you nothing in return. It's because that is exactly how you presented yourself. You have shown that you need them like oxygen. And trust me, they will make sure that they're scarce, because, you know, things have more value when it is in scarcity, but as soon as there's surplus of it, nobody cares. That's the reason why some women might often find themselves in bad relationships. And for me, when a relationship 1, 2, 3 all have the same, you know, they're following the same pattern, they're following the same trail, I'll tell whoever is talking to me, I say, look, maybe the men are not the problem, they're just hunters. Maybe you are the problem, making yourself a prey. And it's either you're obsessed due to your low self-esteem, you have insecurity issues, you don't trust your partner. And yes, if you're dealing with a hunter, you're always going to have proof of them, you know, doing shady stuff. But if you are confident in yourself and who you are, hunters cannot approach you. Even if they do, they are going to be headhunters, meaning that they might still break your heart, but you get something out of it. But you see those low-level, classless hunters that just waltz in and out of your life, you are the one attracting them. Because at the end of the day, they're not going to give you anything. You know, the trick is the same and it's so old. I wonder why women still fall for these tricks that low-class hunters come up with. I have realized that people with low self-esteem are very difficult to talk to. They create a false reality. No matter what you say, no matter what they see, no matter what you show them, they are locked into this idea of, this is what I want to know. Let the whole world that they have created be crumbling. They can see that what they have built is crumbling. They would still choose to see one ray of positivity or hope or something where nothing's going to come out of it. They have the fear of rejection. They don't want people, they don't, like when you tell them, oh, this relationship is not going to go anywhere, they see themselves as they are losing by not being with a low-level hunter. Meanwhile, had you been someone with confidence, you would say, okay, you don't want to be in a relationship with me anymore. It's your loss. It's not mine. This topic is very, very, you know, dear to me because I've seen it in many, many ladies I've spoken to. It's more common than you would know. A lot of them will mask it with nice clothes and makeup and things like that. But if you date them for 1 month, it's going to show. You know, behavior is like pregnancy. You cannot hide it for long enough. One day, everybody would know. And because they're difficult to talk to, you cannot really have like a honest dialogue with them. It's very challenging for you to talk to them as a friend or for their partner to be able to, you know, resolve any conflict with them because they're always going to tattletale back and forth, always refer back to the past. You remember you did this. It's like a whole nagging situation with people with low self-esteem. If I'm describing you, does it not sound exhausting? You just hearing me describe you right now, it's exhausting. It's important to note that if you do not, I don't know how you want to do it, but if you do not pull yourself out of this low self-esteem syndrome, you will always meet the wrong man. You will always lose good friends because they are tired of talking to you because you're not listening. You would miss out on personal growth because your life is now centered around this particular man that does not want you, but you have refused to let him go. But he has said in many, many words, I don't want you anymore. It should not be something where you're now begging to stay. If someone tells in a relationship they don't want you anymore and you're begging to stay, what may ever makes you think that that relationship is going to be productive, fruitful, happy, peaceful? Because You want them to be super careful around you so they don't upset you. But no matter how much they try, you always be upset about one thing or the other because you will not stop digging for trouble. Like say, for example, going through their pockets, sniffing their underwear, checking their shirts for makeup, going through their phones, checking bank statements, call records. All of those things is what people with low self-esteem do. They don't have time. They're too busy to do things that will progress them, but they're never too busy to be FBI. When women say, oh, me, I'm FBI, and they say it proudly. For me, that is one pointer that this person has a low self-esteem, because there's no freaking way, there's no possible way that I wake up in the morning, I'm focused on getting education, looking for money, looking for business, and I have the time to sit down and be going through someone's phone records. It's ridiculous. If I'm arguing with someone and I have to argue with you for over, I have to argue with you for over 20 minutes, I'm going to leave that conversation, because that's 20 minutes of my life I would never get back. I would never get those 20 minutes back. Now imagine dealing with someone that has low self-esteem. They will argue life out of you. Good men would also sniff you and they'll be like, ah, nah. This is drama. I don't want you. And it's going to look like, oh, well, a lot of men are turning me down. It's because you're like baggage. We cannot teach you how to have a better self-esteem without you putting in the work. You cannot wish it away. You cannot just say, you know, ta-da, it's gone. It doesn't just go. It requires therapy. It requires active, you know, intentional actions to remove yourself from that place of darkness and bring yourself into light, where you actually love yourself, you value yourself, you read your affirmations every single day until you begin to believe your own affirmations. You look at yourself in the mirror and be like, I am the goal, I am the gold, I'm precious, you know. And the way you carry yourself is the way people are going to address you. They're not going to see you any better than what you have told them that you are, you know. So low self-esteem is not going to get you anywhere. You know how I know? Just look at your last 5 to 10 years. You're probably around merry-go-rounding around the same circle. That's how you know that low self-esteem will keep you busy in a rocking chair and take you absolutely nowhere. Effective communication in a relationship is important. But low self-esteem will always lead to misunderstanding, unexpressed needs, and challenges in resolving conflict. Like I said, you cannot get across to them. Their mind is locked into something, and that's where they're going to stay. But even if you open their skull to put information there, they're not going to hear you. They have this false reality of things, and it's useless talking to them. Let me tell you. Not unless they talk to themselves, it's useless. And when it comes to dependency and validation, if their partner does not tell them that they look good, they don't believe they look good. In fact, every compliment sounds like a lie to them. Every compliment. Now imagine, you know, seeking so much validation for every single thing you want to do. It's as though you cannot even breathe without this person's permission. Meanwhile, they don't want to control you, but you're subjecting yourself to control. Like, I want you to be the center of my world where I cannot even swallow water unless you said so. These same women now go turn around and complain about their partner being controlling. Ma'am. That was what you asked for. You know the way some people want freaky stuff, even though it could hurt their health? Well, you asked for control and you got it. the level of jealousy or insecurity within a relationship with someone that has low self-esteem is very, very heightened. I have discussed previously on many strategies to address issues constructively without going ghetto on your partner. Sometimes your body's telling you you want to fight, you miss fighting, you just want to argue, you want to, you know, exert some energy, whatever it is you want to do. Ask yourself, is it worth it? What's the end goal? Do I just want to frustrate my partner? Because there's no how you can frustrate someone without frustrating yourself too. Imagine where the world is going right now. We don't know what to expect tomorrow. There's politics, there's economics, there's everything, and there's our health declining, life expectancy is going down. Everything is just really upside down, and some people just want to fight. They just want to fight over useless things. Things that even when I just think about it, I just like, wait, what? There's some conversations I'm not going to be having this year. No matter how much I love the person, I'm going to tell you, look, I love you, but I'm not going down that hole with you this year. Simple. Low self-esteem does not make people set boundaries, but they expect people to see that there are boundaries. Even if eventually they set boundaries to people that they have, you know, asked to control them, they're not going to respect your boundary. They're not, because they're not going to take you seriously. You look like a weakling. There's no strength in low self-esteem. There's no respect in it. There's no virtue in it. There's no value in having low self-esteem. But problem is, people just don't even want to admit that they have low self-esteem. Meanwhile, everything I'm saying right now sounds familiar, but you still do not want to admit that you have low self-esteem. Well, maybe it's time that you actually just tell yourself that you do have low self-esteem. Maybe things are going to get better from that point. Before I blame people for treating me a certain way, I often want to ask myself what I did to contribute into them treating me a certain way. Maybe it's the fact that I didn't make my boundaries loud enough, like clear enough, or I didn't, you know, carry myself well in the first place. Maybe. But when I've checked all my boxes and I know that, okay, well, I've done all that I'm supposed to do, and people still go ahead to disrespect me, oh, we're fighting. Michelle Obama said, when they go low, you go high. I'm sorry, ma'am. I love you with all my heart. But when they go low, I'm digging ground. We are going underground. When they go low, I'm going underground. Sub-zero. We are going down. Because people will treat you the way they want to treat you, not the way, you know, they should treat you. So it's either you are asking, demanding, or you're not going to get it at all. It takes the grace of God and the grace of good parenting for people to actually treat you decently. So, yeah. I'm not going to fault people for how they treat me. I'll first fault myself for the role that I played in it, and also make adjustments so that it does not happen again. Whatever you allow once will happen multiple times. And if you do have low self-esteem, know that the BS that has been trailing you for the past 10, 15, 20 years into the, to, you know, 5 years, 3 months ago, it's still going to keep coming around in circle, because the technique for hunting is the same. Hunters, low level hunters will always find you. And when the high level hunters find you, you will still be a prey. It doesn't make a difference. Got it? When trashy people are approaching you, you're having trashy boyfriends, you need to make adjustment. There is something wrong. The manual needs to be readjusted. if certain people are getting good partners, they're having peaceful marriages, you can too. Just ask what they're doing. Borrow one of their skills. Apply it. You'll never regret it. But people just always assume they know, and they don't know, and they also don't ask for help from people that have been tested to know what they're doing. If you deceive yourself long, if you deceive people around you long enough, you realize how much you've deceived yourself, because everybody's life will go on. You, that you're deceiving yourself, deluding yourself to creating a false reality, you will see that you're the one that is stagnant. Maybe at that point in time you do some thinking, but I wish you all the very best, and I love all my listeners. Thank you so much for listening and hanging with me. I will be with you again next time. This is the Obeka's Thoughts. My name is the Obeka, and have a good one. Bye bye now. Thank you for tuning into this episode of the Obeka's Thoughts. Your time and attention mean the world to us. If you enjoy the content, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share with friends. Stay tuned for more engaging discussions and valuable insights in the episodes to come. Until next time, take care and keep exploring the fascinating world we delve into on the Obeka's Thoughts.